Welcome to Maseches Avodah Zarah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah, Chapter 3, Mishnah 1. This parak discusses predominantly tzlamim. Tzlamim are statues, graven images that goyim have, and the potential of them being used as Avodah Zarah, and if so, they're asur in hana. Says the Mishnah, kol ha-tzlamim, all graven images, all statues, asurim, are prohibited to derive hana, a benefit, even if they put them up for decorative purposes. But nevertheless, at least once a year, they worship them, they serve them. Divri Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. However, the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say, Einoi Aser, it's not prohibited, El Kol Sheyesh Biyadoi Makel, unless the statue is holding a rod, a staff, a tzipar, or a bird, a kador, or a circle. And these all signify, or they symbolize, the fact that there's a person, that or an individual, that has some type of rulership, or dominion. The ball represents the globe, the staff represents a certain amount of control, and therefore the halacha is that it's aser. But that's only if they have some type of representation of rulership or something like that. But just a random statue, the chacham would hold that that's not necessarily going to be aser b'hana. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, kol sheyesh biyadei kol davar. Even if it doesn't necessarily have a makal, a tzipor, or a kador, it doesn't have a staff, a bird, or a ball, as long as it's holding something, that represents some type of avodah zarah, and halacha is that it would be aser. Let's see Mishnah Beis, Mishnah 2. Hamoitzei shivrei tzlamim. If a person finds broken shards of a statue, of a graven image, harelu mutarim, it's permissible. You're allowed to derive benefit. Why? Because we have a concept called sfek sfeika, double doubt. First of all, who says that they were even Avodah Zarah initially? Maybe they were just used for decorative purposes. And if, let's say, they were actually worshipped, then they were Avodah Zarah, maybe the owner smashed them because they didn't respond to him, and that's called bittul, and it takes away the name of Avodah Zarah, and it becomes permissible. So the halacha is it's mutter. Matza tavnis yad, tavnis regel. A person finds just a leg or a hand, however they are still attached to the base of the actual statue. Harei lo asurim, that is asur and hanat, to derive benefit. And shekayetza baneva, because the non-Jewish person would even worship a part of a graven image, a hand, a leg, for whatever it represented. Wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.